For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, I mean, Halloween isn't even here yet, but we already need to get into the next phase, which you think would then be Thanksgiving, but let's go one more, because you go to a lot of the stores already and all the Christmas decorations are up. So maybe we should start talking about holiday shopping. It's never too early to get it done, right?
Well, that's true.
So
I don't buy anybody anything anymore, but I used to shop all year long.
Kitty was an all-year shopper. Sometimes in March, she'd say to me, I've got your birthday present, which
right.
would be in July.
And then I'd forget about it, and then I'd maybe give it to you the next year.
But it was checked off. I mean, you could say it. So there's a new... Remember back in the 90s, there was the... what was it called? Tamagotchi or something? Or those little, like, pets that you had to feed.
Yeah, that was just, a Tamagotchi.
Yeah, Tamagotchi. And basically, it was like a little, I feel like it could go on a keychain, right? It was really small.
You'd have to remember to feed it and do all these things by clicking a thing. And then if you didn't do that, it would die.
Right. So it was taking care of a pet.
You had to listen to its complaints.
Yeah.
You had to listen to its whining.
Which seems like, you know.
Coming to work here.
I wasn't going to say it. But apparently now, you know, it's not the 90s anymore. It's 2024. So they've come up with something new. Casio has a new AI pet named Mofflin. So the description of it is that it looks like a guinea pig without legs. That's a little creepy.
Okay.
Number one. Number two, though, I'd say on the plus side.
So is it like a Tribble from Star Trek
a
little bit?
Or maybe like a Furby.
Okay.
Yeah, or like a Tribble. And it does have eyes. But I guess it's going to be, the idea behind it is they're marketing it as a mental health companion that's meant to comfort you. So
does it talk to you?
They don't jump or run or really move around much. They just sort of squirm a little bit and they look pretty lifelike when they do it. So the idea is like it's snuggling up to you. You know, like when you get a pet and it like kind of buries itself in you. That's what it does. They're not available here yet. In Japan, you could get one for just a cool $400. And if you want, for an extra $44 a year, there's a subscription service called Club Mofflin. And that comes with discounts on repairs and cleanings. So why does this thing need to be cleaned? And why can't you just wipe it off with a towel? And what kind of other repairs does it need? But so does this replace, now I'm wondering if all the, what are the pets called that people bring on when they bring like a boa constrictor on a plane, you know, or a dog, not a comfort.
Emotional support animal.
Oh, yeah. So now I wonder if the emotional support animal union is going to be outraged because they're even being replaced by AI.
All I know is if your dog sees that thing, it's toast.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.